Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hello guys, and welcome to Melon Sugar Podcast. To another brand new week with a new Freaky Friday. It's your host, Ked O, and I'm here with my co-host,
Delali.
And as always, I want to thank you guys for listening and subscribing to our podcast, Melon Sugar Podcast. And seriously, the reviews that you guys are giving us is very, very great, and I'm so thankful to everyone around the world for taking time to listen to Melon Sugar Podcast. You can follow us on our social media handles in the description below and just comment, like, and just support us in the description below. So, today's episode, with everything that went on last week, with the sex 101 thing, the reviews were great. So, Delali, yeah. You can see the list that I sent yesterday. I was like, okay, yeah. Templating on my notes. That, okay, let me just see topics that I can discuss this week. And I find it quite, because it was just like my imagination and so I was not even sure you even picked that being single part. So, with that being said, rolling! Welcome to Freaky Freaky Friday with the topic being single. I've been single. I think my co-host Lali has been single. For me, my single, still cry, I'm single. I'm still single to this day. So,
well, that,
the landing
ticket, whatever. I don't know. Personally, yeah, I feel being single isn't just when you are not with someone or when you're not in a relationship or a situationship or something of the sort. I think you can actually be in a relationship and then still be single. I know we've heard that, you know, so many times where people say, you know what, I'm in a relationship and then I'm still single because I'm not really feeling it. But then also you can be single in a relationship when you are with someone you are not really feeling or someone you're not really connected.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get what I'm saying. You're with someone, you're in a relationship and then you're not really feeling your partner or you're not really feeling the whole vibe. So it almost feels as if you are still single because, you know, you're not feeling the whole relationship thing. You get it?
Yeah.
And
it's like you are in a relationship but your heart feels that you are
exactly.
It's like you are in.
Exactly.
Of course, it makes the cheating more.
Yeah. I have been in that situation for a while now, because you know I look back to my last, you know, my very recent relationships, and that's how it felt like. Even though I was in a relationship, I wasn't really feeling it, and that was because you know, the person I was really into, or the person I really liked, the person I really wanted to, you know, be in a relationship with,
yeah,
wasn't the person, yeah, I was dating. So in an attempt to get over the person, yes, so in an attempt to get over the person, you know, you settle for someone and then, you know, you still don't feel it. And for me, I have come to realize that the hardest heartbreak one can actually overcome or get over is the heartbreak you get from not being with someone. That shit hurts. It's very painful. Very painful. Very painful.
It's very painful. It's very, very painful.
For me now, I have realized, you know what? If I settle for someone else, or if I, you know, if I decide to, you know, settle for just anyone, at the long run, I'll just be hurting myself and then someone else. So for me, I've just decided, you know what, let me just stay single, at least, you know, for the time being. Maybe in future, I'll probably find someone and then get over, you know, whoever I still have in my mind and in my heart. Because honestly, as I am here now, I still haven't gotten over the person, and it's quite sad. Because I'm actually a hard person, you know? I'm a hard guy, but you know, this whole love thing is just annoying.
For me, if I fall for you, that means that I've given everything to you. My soul, my everything. So if I get to realize that, okay, I'm the only one in the relationship, and you perceive that you are single and I'm the only one, then please, I will just fuck you up. I'll just make sure that seriously, you get the evil out of me, because I'm just in whole lot of time in this thing. So how come, oh, you're not feeling, you're single, please, 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 please.
Very true. Very true. And then also for me, I don't know, along the line after my last relationship, I realized I enjoyed it more being single. And I don't know, but for some reason now I even fear to get into a relationship because of all the things I see online, I see on Twitter, I see people getting cheated on. I'm like, yo, listen, people are running mad. Things are getting scarier. So you look at all these things and you're like, Tali, oh, let me just stay single. You know, because, hey, you look at all, Tali. Now, the game,
you can have things that you want. You can flex all you want.
Exactly. It's like, now, being single comes with, you know, imaginable amount of freedom and liberty.
Yeah.
You know, it comes with a lot of freedom and liberty. So, you know, you have the space to do a whole lot of things, you know, without feeling guilty or, you know, feeling bad. Because when you're in a relationship now, you have to put into consideration your partner's emotions, feelings, and, you know, what's not. But then, when you become single, when you're single, now it's just you. So no one cares. It's just you and whatever you're doing. And then also, it's better being single than being in a relationship where you have trust issues, where you're always thinking, whoa, is this person playing me, or, you know, trying to, you know, cheating, or, you know, playing games with me. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
So yesterday I chanced upon something. It's really, really made my day. So they said, like, being single rocks all your friends when all your friends are tied down. So the first one, you can flex all you want. And the second one is, going out has endless possibilities. That is seriously true. And the only person you have to check in is with your mother.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy the wonders of dating apps. So for I can now surf through Tinder, Bumble. I'll just randomly just texting people you. Messaging back. But I won't even have that crazy urge to meet them. No.
It's crazy, you know, funny enough. So I had Tinder. I even paid for them. I paid for premium subscription and all what's not. I don't know, but then it looks as if someone reported my account and I was suspended. The way I was mad, I was really mad because I was thinking like I haven't. And you know, before I even paid for my subscription, I wasn't really talking to anyone. So it got me thinking. I was thinking like, who suspended? Who reported my account? Because I haven't really, you know, said anything to anyone. I haven't been, you know, offensive or anything. So who could it be, and why? What are the person's reasons? Then I thought of something. I remembered I spoke to someone, a friend of mine, about joining. Initially, the person wasn't really comfortable with it, because apparently the person is also on Tinder. So when I was thinking about it, I was like, "Oh, did this person just report my account?" Because it just didn't make sense. You know, when it's like you've been accused of doing something you know nothing about when you were not even at the scene.
Yeah,
you get it was mad, and I was really pissed. I was like, "Come on, now listen, I'm single and I want to be on Tinder." I pay for my subscription and someone just reports my account just like that and I get suspended. I have just wasted my money. I was mad. I was really
Seriously. For me, I'll be very... Even that friend, I'll send him... I'll just insult him. Because I know that he's the one I reported because I've not chatted with anyone. And for
exactly.
Puts me. Hey, nah. It's crazy.
Till date, whenever I think of it, it pisses me off. It pisses me off. I remember sending complaints to Tinder. And you know how Tinder works. When you're suspended, you can't use the same logins. You can't use the same email or the details you used previously. So you can just imagine, it's really crazy. As at this time, I am on how many dating platforms? I think about 3 or 4, which I barely even log into. But then I know I'm on quite a number of dating platforms.
Mm-hmm. That's for one. I'll say maybe 3 because I've deleted most of them, and for the 3, I only log into just 2. That is a Tinder and a Bumble.
Yeah. I don't have a Bumble account.
Oh, you?
No, I think I should. I think I.
You should because I. Let me just say there are quite some that you see on Bumble than you see on. You never have to clear your browsing history. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things that on my phone, if you open, you'd be shocked. You'd be like, wow. So all these, because I don't around on my phone, just checking if, I've played this person on.
Yeah.
So for me, single is best, but sometimes being single is... I think sometimes boring. It's boring. It's when you see people like being in like a good relationship and all that, that will go with and you're like, oh my god, let these people break up. Let these people break up.
It's actually very true. You know, sometimes, you know, I close from work, I get home, and then it just hits you like, yo, you're actually single. You have no one to talk to.
Yeah. And
sometimes you just start missing being in the relationship, you know, because sometimes you just want, you know, sometimes you want to talk to someone, but just not anyone.
Yeah.
That feeling, and you know, yeah, sometimes you just it makes, you know, it saddens you sometimes. It messes with your mood and your emotions. But yeah, but come on, you look at, you know, after a while, you get to bear it, and you know, you just realize, you know what, this thing is not going to change now, especially if it's a decision you have taken. If you've just decided, you know what, I want to stay single for at least for a while or for a certain number of months, then you just have to get used to it. At a point, you just have to realize, you know what, this isn't changing anytime soon. So let me just adjust to it and, you know, just let things be. But yeah, sometimes it's boring. It actually becomes boring. I remember I saw something on Twitter some time back. It was a meme I saw. It said, I miss being in a relationship. I miss being shouted on. You know, sometimes, you know, it's funny, you know. The fights, the misunderstandings in the relationship. Sometimes, when you're not in a relationship, you miss it. You know, just... It's crazy. It's very crazy.
And for me, my favorite is, like, any album from these artists, Adele and Beyoncé, then you get to like visualize and like worry yourself about. I'm like sometimes, seriously, when Adele was 30 album, track, and what's the name? I Drink Wine. Seriously, I want to hear it, because the first time I heard it on the radio, and I was like, no, because I did it. I already like added it to my library on Apple Music, so I think I am not really like maybe listening to it, and I'm just listening to like the what's the name? Crap. What's the lead song? Crap.
Is it the Easy on Me?
Yeah, Easy on Me. So the Easy on Me was like, okay, it was so cool. But when I heard that I Drink Wine, oh, seriously. I was just reminiscing my past relationships and all that. Just, I was like, even kept where I had to get off the taxi. I had to get off. Yeah. So, so like the driver was like, whoa, hey, mister, you said you are light at the junction. So why? Sorry. Oh, thank you. I was so just not liking the vibe of that song. But later, like listening to it, I was just seeing myself and all. Then I was like, whoa.
It's actually very true. There are some songs that just put you in the feelings. They can like remind you of, you know, past relationships and all that. Especially, you know, especially when you've been in a relationship with someone where you kind of share songs. So there are some songs or there's some music you listen to by virtue of being with someone. So, you know, when such songs come, when the song comes up, you know, you just, it's the mind somehow just instantly sends you back to you, you know. Those times, the times you spent with the person, and those ones are the hardest and the most annoying, because now all of you have to go through the whole emotions again. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
And one of our listeners said something that I asked in one of my newsletters about being single and all that, and she's like, you never have to do anything before you don't feel like doing, especially going for shopping, seeing movie with your bae or someone, or having sex with the same person over and over. That's something that for her Now she doesn't have to do it, and she's so like maybe enjoying it, but sometimes she gets a little hysterical and all that, like paranoid that she's not getting anyone throwing like flirtatious advances at her, and I'm like, she shouldn't worry, okay, she'll get it soon.
It's actually very true. So for me, I don't know. For me, my best moments of being with someone has always been with someone I have never really dated. Like we've never really. So this is the thing. There's someone I have never really had. We've not had. What's the word? We've not had a branded or the kind of relationship we had. There's a word for it. It's like being in a situationship.
Yeah, true.
It has no tag, and this is the person, you know, this is the person I have kind of like grown to like or love so much. Meanwhile, I've not really been in a serious relationship with this person. You get it? And
yeah.
I don't know. It's just a chemistry. We have so much chemistry, and I feel it's actually one of the reasons why I am unable to, you know, to stay in a relationship with someone else, because I'm so used to this person that even though we've not really had a proper relationship, I keep just getting this kind of flashes from whatever I had with the person. You get it? And it's crazy. Sometimes you're just there, and then you know you remember moments you shared with the person, and it ignites some kind of emotions and feelings within, and it's crazy. It's just crazy.
For me, having that experience or that moment, I'll just sleep. Because I don't want to. And sometimes I feel so bored that when the slightest thing, when I get an emotion about maybe my ex, or seriously, I'll just shut the door, everything, and I'll just be in my room for the whole day. And maybe I'll feel fresh after I've maybe woken up and all that. And it's a good life and a troubled life being single.
It's very true, very true, very true, very true. You know, being single, you know, yeah, it's just as you said, it's a good life and troubled life. It's just lies in between. Sometimes one moment you're enjoying it, another moment you feel miserable. And you're like, and in my situation, it's worse in my situation, because you know you are stuck with someone, like you are stuck with someone you probably never end up with.
Yeah.
You get it's very painful, very painful, painful.
Oh,
but then guess what? It's cost effective, because you don't. Sometimes I can keep my phone somewhere. I won't even buy. I don't have to think of buying internet bundle or buying airtime, because I'm not going to call anyone. Or I'm not obliged, or you know, I'm not under any compulsion to text anyone. But you know, when you're in a relationship, you have checking up on your partner every now and then. But then when you're single, you just don't care. Cause
for me, even being single and being in a relationship, I won't have that time to even check up. So for me, sometimes when I'm like maybe in a week we only talk once.
Yeah.
And I think most of us we're all in our like separate, doing our own thing. So I think the other person was so appreciative of it, and sometimes when maybe I don't call, and it will be like, okay, maybe work or anything that's keeping me. So yeah. And me, I don't have that time to just fall. You know? But for me, I want it to be like, okay, when we go on a date, maybe dinner, we go, then we do our own thing, then we come back home. Maybe if you need anything, you need my support or anything, I just give it to you technically, financially, emotionally. And I also want you to just reciprocate the same thing. Yeah. And now being single, I'm living my best life. Sometimes I feel like crying.
Very. So I have said the reason why I'm single. Why are you single? Why are you single?
Me, I'm single because I'm tired. I'm just tired of it. Because now dating someone has become like a new job.
I'm telling you.
A new job.
It's not easy.
A new job. You have to just make sure you have you have data.
Listen.
You have to call good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Then you ask, have you eaten lunch? What? Jeez. Then maybe weekend. Oh, so what's up?
The dating scene now is rigged. Like it doesn't favor one part. It favors one part and it doesn't favor the other.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. It's crazy, and you know when you think of it, you're like, come on. It's a relationship. It's just two people coming together to make something work. So why responsibilities and then the work pushed on to just one person? It's crazy. It's really unfair. It's unfair. But sometimes you think of it as the best one. You just want to stay single forever.
But you can't. That's the problem.
Exactly, you can't. At a point in time, sometimes I sit down and then I listen to people who go like, you know what, hey, be single, live your best life. And I'm like, yo, you think it's easy. For some people saying it's a decision they have taken. And for other people too, the reason they keep saying it is because, one, they're not even getting suitors. They're not even getting people that push them.
Yeah.
So for them to feel good about the whole thing, they decide, you know what, be single and whatnot. It's a lie. Most of them are not getting cheated. Most of them are not getting people even approaching them. That's the truth.
Oh, yeah. True.
Because, you see, being single is not easy. It's not easy. No matter how much you talk about it or, you know, make yourself feel good about it, it's not easy. Because loneliness is real.
Oh, it's very real. Lonely.
Really,
seriously, having serious depression as I'm talking to you now.
It's crazy. Loneliness is no good. It's no good at all.
So for me, sometimes when I know I'll feel lonely, I'll just go out to the beach. And I just make sure I mingle, and maybe by the time I'll get back home, I've made friends with about 10 people. Then after 1 week, you don't get to hear from them again. Then it becomes something, so you are left with, you're stuck with your old friends, and your old friends too. I don't know. Now, I think the scene of having that friendship and that is changing. And it's changing in our eyes in a way that, you see, like 2 years ago, I used to have a friend who was so close to me. Now we literally see each other. We just give our heads up, like, oh, okay, good morning. But 2 3 years back, we used to be so tight that I don't know what happened. And even up to now, I'm sure even confused as to what happened. But I think we have to just let it go, like how it is. So it's like we become a stranger, but we are still friends. So there's another thing, like being strangers has been added to it.
Yeah, very true. So for me, because I don't really, I don't know. I'm still maintaining the same friendship I had with, you know, I've had with my close friends. Yeah. But yes, I think I do admit that yes, with some of them communication has, you know, has gone down a bit, and then there are those that it has always been like that. We barely talk, but then when we do, you know, we just check up on each other, and then that's it. But then, yeah, for me, it has always been like this. I don't really keep a lot of friends, and I don't really make a lot of friends. I think quite recently, I was asked on Twitter when I was talking to someone like that, and then I told the person that I've not really made a friend in the past 2 years. And the person seemed a little surprised. But yeah, for me,
really?
I barely make friends. I barely make friends. I can go through the whole year without making any friend, cause I barely go out, so which translates to barely meeting anyone. Yeah. You get it. So yeah, basically just like that for me. What is the point in making friends? You guys talk for about a week, and then after a week you become strangers. Yeah. You know what's the point? Just a waste of time.
Sure. And for me, when I just go out, I don't know, because I talk too much. Seriously, I can just go. I think last time I went to Labadi, so I was at Vienna, and I just ordered like a cocktail, and I was just scrolling on Twitter, and I was just like talking, and I think a Black American guy approached me. He's like, "Wait, you've been talking. I don't know if you are talking to the phone or something. I'm so not into what's going on in this country." And seriously, I'm just voicing my opinion, but I'm voicing the opinion to the phone. So he was like, okay. Then we got to talk for like close to 2 hours, and he ended up spending on me, and I was like, oh, okay, so I've got a new friend. When I just got up, the friendship is over. I was like, oh, you know.
So for me, I'm actually very good at doing that. I can meet someone, like we meet and then we just kick it off instantly.
Yeah.
So once we leave, once the conversation ends, that's it. I won't ask your name, I won't ask for a number. That's just it. We go our separate ways, and then that's it. Because at the moment, of course, we're both enjoying each other's company, and I feel that's it. But then sometimes you meet someone whilst talking, you feel you want to take, you know, whatever that's happening, whatever you're talking about at the moment, you want to take it to a different level, or you want to get close to the person. That's a different situation. Mm. But then most times you just want to, you know, just let's enjoy the moment, and then that's it. Just ourselves.
Someone. And everything are aligned. The stars are aligned. Everything is aligned. Exactly. Everything is out of nowhere. You're out of nowhere. Your family will say they won't let this person mind to align with you. Oh God, that's sometimes. I remember one time on campus that I met someone, and we had a chat. The chat that we had, we walked around campus everywhere we went. On Central, we were just walking, and it just skipped our mind that we had walked like 10 kilometers just going around campus. Everything was. Then I was like, okay, I'm sure you can just chat on any of the social media. He's like, nah. And I think friend, a girl came around, and interestingly, the girl was rather so into me, and I was like, whoa, sister, please.
Relax.
Please stop there. Sometimes it's so... That's what I mean. I like being lonely. I like being single. Being single is so comfortable, miserable.
So, thinking of it, I don't know if I like being single. Listen, I don't think I like being single. I feel I am single because, one, I haven't gotten over someone, and then the most recent relationships I have been in, because I haven't gotten over the person I have to get over, it affects it. So yeah, I don't think I like being single. However, the circumstances in which I am, I find myself now, I think it's appropriate, or it's more reasonable that I stay single at least for some time before, you know, maybe getting into something else. Because of that, you know, sometimes I start talking to people, and I start talking to someone, and then I remember, you know what, this thing, if it ends in a relationship, I'll just end up hurting myself and the person. So why don't I just, you know, let me just back off, and then, you know, let the person be.
So let's say, as a listener listening, and he or she is kind of depressed and single, like how me I am and all that, but I'm not depressed, it's just that I'm single. And maybe finding it difficult to just adapt to just being single, and it's not really, really into it. So what will you just say to that person? For me, I'll just tell that person, please just find, do, and just do anything you want with that person. So it could just be just being single and just flirting with anyone that you want. So, yes. Professor, let's hear what you have to say.
Listen, guys, I'm not any professor. But what you said is one, and then also my view for if you are in a situation like mine, or you're in a dilemma like mine, I'll just tell you what I do. I do a lot of reading. And even though I can stay off social media, I can stay off WhatsApp, Instagram, whatever, one place I can't stay off is Twitter. I can literally spend the whole day on Twitter, because you know Twitter is very interesting and it's fun. It's one of the places I kill my boredom. And then also you can, of course, if you are, it's actually worse. It's worse if you are an introvert, because you don't even have friends. So I always advise that, you know, you get a few people you can hang out with, you can talk to, and then you look for what actually, you know, look for your thing, look for something that works for you. For me, I know reading books works for me, watching movies works for me. So you know look for something that works for you, and then that's it. At least for the time you stay single, you know, you look for something to, you know, to occupy yourself with, so you don't, you know, dive into boredom or depression.
That's nice. So with that being said, I think that's the end of Freaky Friday with an episode title, Being Single. So, I'd like to say a very big thank you to our listeners again for pressing play and just listening. And every one of you, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it. And with that being said, you know everything already. Follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. It will be in the description below. So yeah. I've been here with my co-host
Delali,
and as always, your host Keto. See you same time next week with another new episode of Freaky Friday. Have a nice weekend. See you guys. Bye.
Bye. Peace out.
Peace out. Bye. Bye. Bye.
'If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get the link to support this podcast. Thank you.